Price Cobbs grew up in Los Angeles in the 1930s and 40s, went to medical school, became a psychiatrist, and never forgot the struggles of segregation. In 1968, along with fellow psychiatrist William Greer, Dr. Cobbs wrote the book Black Rage. It became a bestseller. Now Price Cobbs' latest book, My American Life, From Rage to Entitlement, expands on his earlier theories. He told NPR's Ed Gordon how the project came about.
We began to talk about our patients, and we realized that anger was bubbling up. We then began to put together a systematic study of our patients, a systematic study of the literature. And incidentally, we talked about the anger within ourselves. And we were then able, through a very big study of the Black experience at that time, to put our finger on, oh, this anger is going to erupt, and erupt it did. So much of that generation, post-World War II, people fighting for democracy, coming back and finding that it wasn't there. Jackie Robinson as the first Black in the major leagues, Brown versus Board of Education. All of those things, I think, raised expectations. And if expectations are raised, frustration is there, and those expectations are thwarted. You can look for anger and then rage, and that's what we saw.
If you could have prognosticated today, in the 60s when you were doing the study, looking at Black rage, looking at the concern, the problems, the attempt to overcome, are we further ahead, further behind the pace? Where are we in what you thought would happen?
Immense progress has been made. There's absolutely no question. I don't know that I would have predicted that we would have large numbers of people who continue to be left behind. I think once the dam broke, once we could really begin to see, Ed, I can't tell you the euphoria that we felt the last day of Selma, standing there in Montgomery, the jokes going around. Yeah, I bet you George Wallace is over there behind those curtains. All the things that people slapping hands. And you realized in retrospect, it was really one step, a major step. But we felt that that was going to push everyone. And the tide that rose did not lift all boats. And I think that's a part that I certainly would not have predicted.
It's interesting to note the book, My American Life, your latest, From Rage to Entitlement, because it does speak to the arc that we've seen for Black America. There is still a rage within Black America.
Very, very much so. I'm certain you saw the same study from Harvard around young Black men in today's world. And I think certainly there is a rage within them. But I think we've got to help them, because I find when I talk with many young Black men, the rage is much more internal. It's much more directed inside rather than focused on something outside. Because if it's focused on something outside and you can look at it, you can do something about it. If it's focused internally, many times it will eat you up. And I think so many of our young Black men who are falling by the wayside, who get involved in the criminal justice system, I think that's our next frontier. Yet it is, I think, a very tremendous challenge that we in Black America face, and America in general faces.
I'm curious how you view the kind of rage we see in Black America, this kind of xenophobia that throws itself up.
Yes.
And you look at the headlines over the course of the last week or so, and certainly the talk over the course of the last 4 or 5 years about the growing problem, quote, of immigration in this country.
Yes.
And whether or not we're starting to reach a crossroads where that rage and almost that feeling of impotence to move our community forward is going to become debilitating.
Many times now, there is a greater fault line between the Black haves and the Black have-nots than at any time in my lifetime. A major part of it is the success of the civil rights movement, people being able to move into suburbs, then leaving a hard core of people in the inner city. Unless and until we get leadership in those cities to begin to help people understand how to parent, how to have kids and not have kids, how to have hope, how to develop education, how to develop skills, it can, in fact, be debilitating. I don't think it will be. But I think we have to continue to focus on it and continue to develop leadership that goes beyond the traditional civil rights leadership.
When you think about the title, My American Life, and think about what all of America promises at its best, there are those today who make the argument that African Americans have become their own worst enemy in relation to progression. Where do you stand on that?
I don't think that we are our own worst enemies. I do think that there are ways in today's world we have to help people become more introspective and reflective about what they can do for themselves and help them develop the skills and the psychological moxie to do it. I think if we talk about a group that now is responsible for its own issues, to me that does get very close to blaming the victim. What we have to do is to help people realize, how do I let go of vestiges of victimhood? How do I get in touch with those things that, how do I claim my entitlements? And not things that people owe me, but how do I claim my psychological entitlements that say, I'm entitled to do whatever I can. I'm entitled to grow, to soar. Those are the things that I would like. But no, I would not say we are our own worst enemies.
What do you want people to take from the book outside of an introduction to your life, which, as I said, has been so varied and so interesting? And I think, particularly for young African Americans, we need to know of people like yourselves who have overcome and thrived and become successful. But outside of that, what do you want people to take away?
I think all too often people take just such a superficial view of history in general, of American history, of that black part of American history. I want people to understand the black experience and how what went before contributes both positively and negatively to what's going on now. And the more they can understand that, I think the more they can soar.
And the book certainly illustrates that. Price Cobbs, My American Life, From Rage to Entitlement. Thanks so much.
Thank you very much for having me.
That was NPR's Ed Gordon.